everyone, welcome back to the Challenge War of the Worlds 2 wrap-up podcast for episode 5. I am Brian Cohn. With me, as always, is my co-host, Ali Asher. Ali, how are you?
How is anyone, Brian? Like, what are we to do with the rest of this season?
Getting deep early, yeah. We're losing all the big players.
I mean, not that Bananas was a big player this season, but just like, what's to come of the challenge? We're episode 5, what is to come of the rest of the season?
It's wild. Wes, Laurel, Bananas, maybe CT next. Ooh, I don't know who will follow. It's the Leroy. Let's lose some of the non-essential UK people. Can like Idris or Esther go out next? Like, come on.
I mean, I can't even, the true non-essential UK people, I don't even know their names. That's how non-essential they are. We're losing Wes, Laurel, and Bananas before I even truly know the names. Like, I can't even tell the difference between Jenny and Nicole. What's her name? Is it Nicole?
It's Nicole.
Okay. I didn't know if I had Big Brother in the brain or what, but I can't even tell the difference between Jenny and Nicole. I have to, like, look up, cross-reference them, yep. And we've lost, you know, some of the biggest star power on the season.
Yeah, but it's been great. I mean, the format of the season, the turning on each other, I hope they keep the teams as separate as long as possible, because I don't want any calmness and people coming together. Like, this setup is perfect, so I hope they kind of keep this going for a long while.
It's interesting because I didn't notice this last week. We were talking last week, or I was, like, blabbering on about Laguna Beach, but, like, how the edit sort of like informs how you feel about people season to season, whatever. And I was just watching Survivor with two friends, and one of them was saying that, well, it was something I didn't notice. Not only were certain players becoming, like, to me, less rootable, but Jordan and Tori, despite being in bed with Laurel and Bananas, have somehow come out like scot-free on the edit. And what's interesting that my friend raised is, like, is it just because, like, we need someone on the show? Or is it, as my friend Robbie said, like, the engagement is coming, so we need to be rooting for them?
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. I actually thought Tori came off as pretty hypocritical. Either was it last week or 2 weeks ago whenever it was that Camps spoke up, I was like, I want to be speaker after Jordan did it the week before. And she was like, who is she? I thought Tori actually came off pretty bad there. And Jordan just, like, it's hard to, like, also ever be upset at Jordan, because he's just so good at everything that, like, he could do something, and then he just, like, swims like his Olympic swimmer and stuff.
At Jordan. he takes a few seasons off, and suddenly we think he's the best.
He is the best. Like, he's incredible. He's good at just, like, literally everything.
He's athlete. He's not always been great at, like, you know, being a human being with other people.
Normally the competitions are something that's kind of boring, like this one was, but, like, I just enjoy watching him do stuff because he's just so impressive. So, yeah, he could be an asshole at times, but I just genuinely enjoy watching him compete in random stuff.
Yeah, I'm giving you shit. I mean, Jordan, like, is this Jordan, like, 3.0? Jordan 2, at least 2.0, maybe 3.0. It's peak Jordan. Like, it's truly peak Jordan. I'll say that.
No hiding his cover that he apparently is trying to hide, even though he's winning everything, but wants TJ to not point it out. That was odd. But yeah. So, I mean, it's just, because I don't know who's like the favorite right now. I don't think people ever genuinely root for Kara. So, yeah, I don't know who is the fan favorite going forward. It's interesting.
I think going into this episode, Kara had some, you know, I think based on the previews going into this episode, I thought sort of that Pauly and Bananas were going to sort of join forces and it was going to be back on the U.S. side. And I think, honestly, I'm not saying yet if Kara made the wrong decision here. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about with that. But if we came into this episode, Pauly and Bananas made a truce, Kara was in on that, and they attacked the U.K. side, I think Kara left off on a great note last episode. Coming into this episode, when everyone seems to be moving on, and then Pauly and Kara pull the switcheroo that just seems based on old hatred, it's and Kara lost any goodwill she built last episode. Whether or not you think going for Bananas is the right or wrong decision, I just think the way she went about it, look, I can respect a petty person, not that I'm saying anything about myself, but the edit made it seem very, like, just what we saw seemed very petty from Kara. Yeah.
And it's interesting. So do we think, was Pauly acting like most of the episode and then Kara just got to him like in that brief time before the vote? or was he in on this the whole way through?
I mean, you're asking me to do the impossible, which is like relate to Polly in any way. I have no idea. That's something really interesting because we get this moment from Josh and we're going totally out of order, but who cares? This is going to be a quick episode. We get this. Josh does well in the challenge. Josh says something like halfway decent early on that if I were looking at my notes, I'm sure I'd pull out. And I'm like, okay, like people have been on me about disliking Josh and Josh performed really well. Like, okay, Josh. And then he says, like, Polly is so great and Carr is just so manipulative of Polly. And I'm like, has Josh been under a rock? Has Josh, do I need to get Josh a subscription to Us Weekly? Like, I don't understand what Josh has missed. But is that a moment we're seeing the episode to, like, show that, like, does the episode, like, are we supposed to think that Kara influenced Polly here at the end? Is Polly just this, Kara influenced Polly? Is Polly this best manipulator? I'm not sure. That's the generous reading of the Josh line, is that Polly at the last minute was like, shit, I've already ruined my girlfriend's life. I have to go with her or I'm getting kicked out of her house in Montana. It's hard for me to believe that that's the case.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was, like, when he made the promise and then he's having that conversation on the porch with Tori and Jordan, like, it seemed like he was genuine in that he was going to live up to it and not vote bananas in. So, I think Kara got to him. I think there must have been, like, the conversation of, like, you have to not basically pick it between us, but, like, you're, like, I'm obviously your number one. This, I feel very strongly, you have to go with me on this. And I think that's what swayed it, because I don't think Paul is that good of an actor that he was pretending this whole way through and had this grandmaster plan to trick him to get into power and then, like, make everyone else believe it and then at the last second flip. I just don't buy that.
I mean, Polly did manipulate two women in his personal life to think that he was in a relationship with only each one of them. Like, I do think, I don't even mean that to, like, ding him. I mean, he sucks for that, but he is a good liar. He's a good manipulator. We've seen it on multiple shows and in the pages of Us Weekly, like in his real life. I also think, like, to me, it was too, now I'm on the other side here where, like, it's too good to be true, sort of, like, quote unquote, good to be true, that Polly all of a sudden has, like, this earnest motivation to work with bananas. Like, why? What does Polly have to gain? And it, as much as Kara seemed petty, bananas did throw a challenge to put up his closest alliance. And if it were a men's elimination, you know, it might have been Polly. Like, they've never worked together. They haven't gotten along. Like, bananas attributes his dissolution of the relationship with Kara to Polly. So, like, they have legitimate beef. So, like, in a way, my question coming away from this episode was, like, was Bananas an idiot for making this deal with Polly, or did he truly have no other choice?
Yeah, I think that's the good question, because I think he was just an idiot, because I think what their original plan was for putting to have Josh be the speaker was, all right, let's have sort of a neutral party that Polly will agree on, won't go after him, but also won't go after me, but will go after someone on the UK side. And then I don't know how it then didn't land on, like, I don't know, maybe like Zach or someone else that, like, someone else that Polly could also be okay with that also wouldn't go after Polly or Bananas. I don't know how it then went to the extreme of Polly being in power, where it could have went to the other extreme of Bananas being in power. So that was very bad job by Johnny to not land on another neutral party instead of give the full power to the person he was deliberately trying to either get out or thought was coming after him.
Yeah, and I guess kudos to Polly here for not backing down from it, because, like, if you are trying to show that you're both, you know, that, okay, I threw the challenge last week, but now I'm on your side, you know, from Bananas' perspective, to push the issue and not trust Polly as a speaker at a certain extent, like, to a certain extent, undoes what you're offering. So it's almost like he was trapped. If Polly's going to say, like, you wronged me, I'm the speaker, and I promise you this, like, what's Bananas to do at that point? But, you know, maybe he did. He's just getting, like, a little tired. I don't know. Like, he's just like, well, my biggest ally just left. I mean, the other thing is, I had a friend who texted me that they were suspicious that maybe Wes and Laurel, and maybe this is the case, they're going to text me tomorrow about Johnny, had some sort of like early outs in their contract. Like, that's the only thing I could think of with Bananas is like, maybe he had to do something else because this did seem like suspiciously easy for him to agree with Polly.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, once you're there, I mean, either then you just like quit or you just don't go. Like, I think they're all too egotistical to risk like putting like an early exit loss on like their resume like this. I don't buy that at all.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely not my lead theory here. But the thing with Bananas here is like, is this the worst showing from him? I mean, not actually, let's go season by season, but like, he's pretty much not in the first three episodes. The fourth episode is his like, or I guess maybe the third episode, he gets a big coup by being sort of the assist to Wes getting out, but definitely doesn't get credit for the move. He's third in the plan to Laurel and Josh, which is embarrassing. And then in the fourth episode, his main ally gets punished for it. And then in this episode, he loses to Theo. So like, this is just, I mean, forget, I mean, I don't think he would agree to this, but just generally, like, this is a bad bad season for him overall, coming off of several bad seasons on and off for him.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Is like, you can have one of these, you can have two of these. This is what, 3-4 seasons of like one and done eliminations out in the first 3-5 weeks. Like, he hasn't, as Kara correctly pointed out to TJ, he hasn't made a final in forever, like since he, you know, the Sarah curse. So we were talking about the end of Johnny when he lost very early on last season. This obviously does not help the cause. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'll be back. I don't see him going away, but in terms of being like a real viable threat to win just based off how the seasons are structured now, it seems unlikely.
And then what's he, I don't mean to be like, what's he bringing? Because look, he's bringing the billboard in Times Square. Like, he hosts his own show, and I'm sure there are like, you know, women ages X to Z tuning in because of Bananas, whatever. Like, he's bigger than the show and he still does the show and he understands how to produce an episode of the show. And we've talked about this a million times, like credit, whatever. This season, I mean, all this, the past few seasons, like, he's been dwindling, but here he like didn't even get airtime. Like, he was Purple Bananas. And then when he did get airtime, it was him looking to camera being like, I am the challenge. Like, who are you trying to convince, me or you?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question to be like, is the challenge moving on from him? Because now with all the UK people, there's, you know, whenever they bring back a Wes or a Laurel, like, they're very much front and center, as much as if not more than he is. So it's a fair question. I think, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when they did like the Battle of the Seasons without him, and that was, I thought, very abysmal without him. I thought it missed a lot. But now going forward, I can easily see a season without him, and it wouldn't missing a beat that much if they supplemented it with all the people they've been building up.
And what's interesting about Bananas, and I'm a Wes fan, but you can't say this about Wes, like, Bananas isn't lacking physically. Like, in the way that CT and Wes, who both legends who could beast me a million times a day, like, I'm not trying to be like judging these people, but they don't have what they used to have. And Bananas is better than what he used to be. Like, Bananas is still performing in the challenges. Like, I think this loss to Theo is not embarrassing by any means. It was neck and neck. And he's still a contender, but he's just not, like, it's not relying on him anymore. And him sharing the screen is not, I don't know, he's not dazzling in the way he once did, even when it pissed me off.
Yeah. I mean, he was, I think I had him third in the swimming comp. But what's always interesting is, even going back to when he won all the time, because he never made it to elimination. He's actually never really been good in eliminations. He's just been getting worse and worse at avoiding them, just because he's just now is who he is. So that's just not, and
he's
that's
no
not
longer
change.
The biggest threat in the hat. I mean, it used to be like, who would want to go up against him? He was by far the strongest man.
Yeah, and now it's just pure, basically, reputation based on him, you know, having built the list of enemies that he's cultivated over the years that he's just never going to be able to shake.
Yeah, this is a big segue that's not strong, but we talked about hypocrites. I was going to be like, speaking of hypocrites, but I just have to complain about this because Josh does this twice this episode. Again, like, I was all in to try to Mitch watch Josh, and I just can't when he does stuff like, again, kudos to him for his performance in the challenge. But he's on this high horse about putting your beef aside for the good of the team, and how, and he's going to get on Polly next week for betraying him, that he couldn't put his own personal beef aside for the team when he's the one who set the precedent of this. And I know it's not rocket science that I'm pointing this out, but it's so frustrating to me that he believes this. Like, he's not even saying like, I know I did it, but like, he truly is like, how dare you not put your personal side stuff away for the good of the team?
Yeah, no, that's very frustrating to watch. Also frustrating that, you know, he's put in a great position in any type of reality competition of being the swing vote, and he's like freaking out and basically blowing up his spot to be in the middle of these two like big alliances that are jockeying to get his vote, and he's freaking out at both of them rather than trying to cultivate deals with either of them. So it's just, this is what Josh does, so, which is why I guess he's good in this spot. I don't know, but that's Josh.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Like, he can't handle it. Like, an experienced or skilled player would just be exactly what you're saying, cultivating deals with both sides. Like, nobody has ever had to announce, I'm not being manipulated, more than Josh. Like, he just like he has conversations in public with both sides. It ends up in a screaming match, and then he screams like, I'm my own person. And like, okay, Josh, good job.
Yeah. And what's funny is that he now is still like, he continually is in a good spot with all these feuding people, because I still don't think people are going to go after him. I still think he's actually in a good spot. No matter with the US, UK wins, I don't think anyone's really going after Josh anytime soon.
Well, I worry that he's going to dig his own grave next week with the repercussions for Polly. Like, what he needs to do now that Bananas is gone is go to Polly and be like, I totally understand what you did, and let's continue our friendship and work together. Instead, what he's going to do is ride his high horse and not be manipulated all the way home.
Yeah, very possible. Very possible.
I want to know what you make of this conversation. Like, when we finally leave the US team, we get this little blip between CT and Georgia now. Was it just because nothing was happening on the UK team, or is this like a strategy that's going to at all come to fruition? When CT says that the UK needs to get rid of the layups and then get together on board and can win if they, again, just purge their layups.
Yeah, I didn't take much of that. I just thought that was like a dad CT moment trying to like talk to his kids about like getting the troops in order. I think that was just kind of a toss away just in case the UK lost. And then, you know, that's about it. I didn't pick up much from it.
Yeah, I mean, it ends up not coming to fruition because they end up voting in one of their strongest players. But the reason I pointed out is like, isn't CT one of their layups?
That's also very bad.
I was a little worried that he's like, with your physical ability and my know-how, like, what CT's billing himself as like the brains on the team? You're like, ooh, right. Maybe it's time to sit one out.
He was always very good at puzzles, so.
Like, I know all of their weaknesses. Like, that's only gonna get you so far.
And also at a certain point, like, they know all their weaknesses too. They fight very much amongst each other. There's their weakness.
Also, they've been watching these people on television for the last decade. Like, we know their weaknesses,
and they're living with them 24/7. Like, they're like, after like the first week, your expertise kind of goes awry.
The challenge called Hooked. Can you answer a stupid question? Here's one of my weaknesses. I did not understand, as they're jumping onto the zip line with their little umbrellas, like, some people hit the hook, some people didn't. I didn't see a difference between what
happened. It's a great question. I have no idea. So I thought that if you don't hook it, you would fall immediately. But they all rode down to, like, maybe if you were hooked, you went, like, 20 feet further. But they all basically went to the same spot. So I missed that completely as well. I don't know what they were doing with the hook and not hook.
All I caught was that Bear apparently got it hooked. It also visually did not look any different. Bear apparently hooked it and won his heat. Okay. Like, I didn't understand. I mean, it looked cool. I like when they do. I actually liked the way they treated this, where like we saw every pair's times.
Yeah. Up until the last one.
So that worked for me. Like, if I'm going to have to watch a million heats, like, I liked the 2x2 contest and then that adding up, and we actually get to see the time. That was nice.
Yeah. And I'm always a sucker for a montage. So the montage of like the four or five couples at the end got me. I love that. Great montage. Always love it.
Good song too.
Yeah. Great song. I was a little pumped up.
Let's talk about Ninja. Cause last week I kind of got on Jordan for saying Ninja was a bad swimmer. And then
proved to be true.
She was a bad swimmer.
Yeah. Not only bad, like just like going, when you are so bad at something that people think you're throwing it, that's a new level of bad. So that's where Ninja reached.
Yeah, I actually felt like I had to go to her Twitter. We're, spoiler alert, not doing a social media segment tonight, but I had to go to the Twitter because I was like, Natalie must be firing off about this. But she kind of just took it. She was like, I blame Ninja Warrior, where avoid touching the water, spritz emoji, sad emoji, and then said, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. I'm an air creature. Dove emoji, not a water one, whale emoji, skull and crossbone emoji. So like she had like a little joke about it.
Yeah, and of course Zach had to be just a complete pompous asshole about it. Classic Zach, never change.
Well, I actually didn't think this was that bad for Zach, which means, I mean, I'm just getting worn away.
Like, you don't, like, as Ninja said, you don't have to say it. Like, she knows she sucked. You don't have to be like, I can't believe you were that bad. Like, she knows she was that bad.
Well, if you really do think she was throwing it, which I actually do think Zach thought there was a good chance she was throwing it, to say, like, you know, you're a better athlete than what you just put out. Like, you're better than what you just did, which I would have thought would be an appropriate reaction to say to, like, Laurel last week or 2 weeks ago. But I don't know. Maybe it's just that Ninja's attack on Turbo when they were on the same team and he did right. fine and they ended up winning, like, really loomed large for me over this. Like, Ninja's like, oh, you didn't have to tell me I was bad. Like, really? Because you were actually bad and Turbo won a challenge and you berated him.
Maybe if it was coming from, like, anyone else, I would have given them the benefit of the doubt. But I feel like we've just been down this road so many times with Zach that, like, it was clear what his intention was. And even when he's a classic Zach move of like, I'm going to apologize, but I definitely don't mean it. And I'm only doing it to like placate her. Like, that's just, I mean, this is the same thing we've seen from Zach for like years now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think his intentions were to call Ninja out, and like he did call Ninja out. And like, you know, to a certain extent, like, I think you like talk that big a game about being great and then you do bad. Like, I he wasn't like, you piece of garbage. That's more what I mean to say. Like, I think it was like a fine call out of just like, you're better than that. But yes, I had the exact same reaction to the bar scene where it's just like, if you're Jenna right now watching this at home and you see your boyfriend who has like lied to you and apologized a million times, tell the camera, like, I'm just going to placate her, and then give the most convincing, sincere apology. Like, if only he didn't say that to camera, that, like, I'm going to lie, we would have been like, oh my God, what a mature Zach right. this season. Like, that was, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. It was like, I was just disappointed for you because you're such, you're so amazing. And just to see you struggle like that, I was like, oh, like, you must break up with him immediately, Jenna, when you see he's capable of that.
Yeah, like, and like, what's the point of saying that to the camera? Just lie. Just lie. Be like, yeah, I'm going to apologize. And just like, you just can't even risk being seen as like a good person.
One thing I love from the challenge is when Nicole beats Kara and Jordan says, what do you do in your off time other than pull-ups? That is the most massive Kara-specific burn you can get.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, man.
And then, like, one thing I'm obsessed with this season is just, like, how little airtime certain people are getting, where I just, like, totally forget they're on the season. We talked about Nani last week. Tori is sort of on that list. I think the most airtime Joss has gotten this season is him accidentally tightening his carabiner rather than releasing it.
And the only other time we get from him is him building up Rogan. That's the only time. He's like, Rogan, like, I know he sucked this first time out, but I'm going to support him. He's great. That's all we get. That's Joss's storyline.
That just goes to sort of my worry for the rest of the season, as you were saying last week, is just like, God, when Rogan is being pitched as like the quintessential UK character, like, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Dee. She they didn't talk about it this episode, but we've talked about in the past she had like a bad drowning experience, so she stayed with it in the challenge. And one thing I loved is like, she's like, my motivation is, I was like, oh God, don't say Rogan. And she's like, winning for my team because, and I was like, yes. And she's like, because it's a men's elimination and Rogan could go in. I was like, okay, womp womp.
Yeah. Yeah, but she wasn't that bad. She wasn't great, of course, but I mean, there were people worse, so it's a good spot to be for her.
And then her boyfriend beats Turbo. What do you make of this?
So he beats Turbo, but I think it's more of an indication of Turbo, because Turbo's time was not that good, and Rogan's time was like okay, but I mean, it was still worse than Paulie and Jordan and Banana, so it's not like Rogan was that great. I just think we may have found Turbo's weakness with in the water.
Wow. I wrote Rogan beats Turbo. Wasn't great that great of a time. Did we find Turbo's weakness? So I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, we've been doing this for many years now.
Yeah, no, it was total BS. Rogan was not that good. And the fact that he's like, I beat the former champ. Like, okay, cool, Rogan. But yeah, Turbo, not a great swimmer. I guess they didn't have any swimming in the last season. And he only has practiced for 100 meters, which for a man who eats a Thanksgiving turkey and then runs on the treadmill, you'd think he'd have done a few more laps in the pool.
Yeah, it's very fair. Got to work on that training. Him and Leroy can hop on YouTube together.
And then during the montage you mentioned, I mean, there were a couple really big wins. Like Banana beat mm-hmm. Theo by more than a minute. Georgia beat Nani by more than a minute. Josh beat Kyle by almost 40 seconds. So yep. Again, shout out to Josh. Josh, I can't even say it right. but yeah, I mean, any other real standouts from the challenge?
So I actually whipped out the Excel spreadsheet to do the calculations. I was curious about how close these teams actually were.
I'm so bored.
So I had the U.S. up by 3.5 minutes going into the last round between Bear and Leroy. So I think they won by, TJ said, 1:17. So Bear won by a little over 2 minutes, which was pretty big, but not good enough. So that just probably means Leroy once again struggled greatly in the water.
Well, I mean, I was going to say shout out to Leroy for maintaining that lead, because like I know it would be insane 3:30, but it's not. I mean, it's been, I feel like, a decade we've been working with Leroy on the swimming.
Yeah. But I mean, considering like most, like I think the slowest guy time was like who like 4.5 minutes, 4:50. So yeah, he would have had to be really bad.
Esther took about over 8 minutes. So
well, I would hope he would be able to do a little better than her.
Why did TJ have to call out the best finishers of the day?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess Jordan could be pissed at that because it really didn't add much.
Did not. I mean, Paulie claims that's why Jordan was in the tribunal with him. I don't know that I really believe that Paulie cares finished.
I buy that. Paulie's one of those guys that like rewards like top performer because he expects it to be tossed around to him when the time comes. So I buy that.
If Bananas was the top performer.
Oh, then he would have found a different excuse. Right. Sure.
That's it. Like, so, I think that Jordan, it was an easy way of being like, oh, Jordan. But I kind of think everybody wants to be in bed with Jordan.
Ooh, watch out, Tori.
All right. So, yeah, Paulie's the speaker, picks Kara and Jordan. Any surprise with Paulie picking Kara? I know we saw before Jordan was the speaker, he did not pick his girlfriend.
I mean, this goes back to, like, was this a plan all along? Like, if they had this all concocted to turn around and vote Johnny in, then makes perfect sense that he would want Kara there, so he had someone right on his side to do the bidding.
Yeah, I wish they'd play a little more like Jordan and Tori, though.
I think they've been a little less insufferable than last season.
Oh, for sure, but that's a high bar.
Yeah,
low bar, certainly. Whatever bar.
Yeah, it's a drastically high low bar.
What do you make of the deliberation where Theo takes a 7-minute monologue on why Rogan should go in?
Yeah, I agree with CT. Theo needs to learn when to not talk. So learn when to not talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like he attacks the wrong person. Like, I almost think Theo went in because he knew the target would be on him. And so he's like, all right, I'll control the narrative. But like, Rogan had, while we understand it to have been not that great of a finish, he did beat Turbo. So like, mm-hmm. if your attack is going to be Rogan's week, don't think of this week. Remember last season. Yeah, that's kind of, it's no wonder it took him 7 minutes to make that argument. And it took Rogan 30 seconds to be like, this is actually just personal.
Right. And like, it's tough when Rogan, like, it seems like clearly has like the votes behind him to do whatever. So I guess Theo was just trying to filibuster the situation. But yeah, so maybe he knew he was dead man walking.
Were you surprised that CT, I mean, who was, so Theo was mainly disappointed with Idris and CT.
Yeah. Why was he so pissed at Idris? I feel like I missed that.
I thought Theo and Idris and Bear and maybe Joss? No, that was Joss and Rogan. Wait, Idris had an alliance with some side of it. I guess it was Joss and Rogan. Now I'm forgetting. I'm fired, whatever.
But like, I mean, it was overwhelming to vote for Theo. So I don't, even if they swapped, like he was still going in. So I mean,
yeah,
I guess, like, just respect that he just went along with the votes.
Yeah, I think Theo, I mean, look, I think Theo does have a big ego. I do happen to think that it's deserved. So like, Theo has earned his ego, but it doesn't change the fact that he's probably walking around the house like he's hot stuff, and mm-hmm. he didn't expect the house to vote him in. I think it actually was a terrible decision. Like, I think the vote-ins on this season have been absolutely horrible, which again leads me to think that they somehow know it won't be a team elimination. If it is a team elimination, I mean, a team final at this point, this has been some of the worst voting in the history. Like, okay, yes, he took out Bananas, but you could not have anticipated that Bananas would have been voted in, because I don't think they were telling, like, I don't think it was already decided right at that point. So, like, I mean, maybe Galaxy Brain, they knew they were going to put Bananas in, so they put Theo in to take Bananas out. But the all likelihood is it's all personal. They can't get along, and they're eliminating their best players or putting their best players up for elimination.
Yeah, this is a very, it's personal, not business type season, which, I mean, for a viewer is probably more fun.
I mean, are you having more fun?
I am having fun. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like is Galaxy Brain an expression? One of my friends said it one time, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Great.
I mean, I've definitely heard it before, so I mean, count one for you.
Although you don't have the best record of like having heard of things, so now I'm nervous.
So now, Galaxy Brain. Maybe it's not a Galaxy Brain expression.
Oh God, I have to go to bed now. All right. Cha-cha-cha. All right, we talked about all this. I wrote that I can't stand Josh. Oh, let's talk about this. So Kara's going to vote in Bananas. Let's get down to if that's a good strategy or not. I mean, she seems just on petty patrol here. And I wrote in my notes that she needs to Natalie Anderson this. Like, yes, Laurel and Johnny burned her. Yes, she's been burned by both of them before. Yes, her complaints are valid. But now is not the time. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. She just like, I get it that the shot worked out for her and that Bananas is gone. Mm-hmm. But assuming the format to be the format, assuming that it's a team challenge through the end, I feel like there's more to be gained by creating a false sense of trust with Bananas and then taking a shot later down the road.
And I totally agree.
Or never taking a shot and splitting the goddamn money.
Totally. I totally agree with all that. And also for Paulie, it is really early in this version of this game to be breaking such like an implicit like agreement. This wasn't like a vague alliance or a pregame thing that you're kind of going your back on. This is like a very specific, if you put me in the tribunal, I will not vote someone from our team in. And he immediately went back on that. Like the first chance he had to make any type of decision, he went against his word. I feel like that's got to come back to bite him going forward. I think, you know, as volatile as a player that Josh is, it's still a vote to have on your side. And if you lose him, you may lose other people. This was like his chance to like rally, as you said, rally the team together, just to like play it out for at least a few weeks. Like, I think it's going to turn on Paulie soon.
And just to play devil's advocate with ourselves, who's mad at this move, right? Like Leroy for sure, although the edit was sort of showing Leroy getting like pissed at Bananas. So Leroy could be pissed, but Leroy, I think, has demonstrated an ability to do whatever it takes. Tori and Jordan are probably a little pissed, although we saw Tori talking with Paulie and strategizing earlier this episode. But Jordan's pissed. Although he gets away with having not done the damage and now Bananas isn't on the team, depending on how the rest of the season shakes out. So just like Bananas' alliance was dwindling. Okay, Nani's pissed probably, but I think she would also, you know, kiss the next Emperor's ring to get a spot. So while I do think he deserves blowback for this, I don't know who's there to like deliver it.
I also just, it's not even necessarily the blowback. I think it's more just like the currency that he could build up. Even like you look at the UK, like let's say this does disintegrate and it's like an individual or whatever. If someone from the UK wants to try to make a deal with Paul, I feel like in the back of their head, they're going to know like he could easily just cut a deal and just like, or break a deal at any moment. He's like done it. He just did it earlier. He could do it again. Like, I feel like it just really makes it hard for him to build a trust factor with anyone else going forward.
Very fair. His credit rating is starting to get towards like West level, where it's just like it's not worth the paper it's printed on. But yep. at the same time, it is bananas. So I agree yeah. with you that it's bad, and it's Big Brother. It's against Big Brother, right? So it's like very strange for him to make such a like. I mean, in a way, it's Big Brother strategy brought into the challenge, and that's not how that works. Where you like make a million deals and break them, and you know it. But also to make a public deal and say, "I promise I won't do this," and break it would burn you in Big Brother too. So I just think generally, yeah. you're right. It's a bad move. But to say like, I outwitted Bananas. Like Bananas yeah. should have known he's the devil, so right. you can't trust him.
That's the point. Of all people to do this against, Bananas would be the best person to do it, and then be able to regain the trust of people.
Who do you think they should have? Do you think they should have voted Bananas, or who do you think, if not Bananas?
No, I think they should have voted Rogan. I think you knock out one of the UK. I think you try to buy a couple weeks of calmness just in case things like just let things settle down and then go from there.
See, just like I thought you don't send Laurel, I don't think you send Rogan, because Theo and Rogan are the point of tension on their team, the UK team, which keeps the UK team for coming for you. I think you send Bear. Because Bear and Theo are best friends, so you're going to break up that connection, and you're going to keep chaos on the other side.
Yeah, that's actually probably the better move. Yeah, that's probably the better decision.
But that's not considering the relationships that they have cross border, and you know there are other factors at play. I think Rogan's an easier vote because he's not really connected to anyone. But this to me was the wrong decision again. Knowing what we know, like assuming teams stay teams the whole season, which is all we have to like all we can expect. I think this was just petty.
Definitely. I mean, 100%. I think they would probably all agree that it was.
Here's something that pissed me off for a change. Why does TJ need to like make a pitch to not send Bananas yeah. in?
Yeah, TJ solely does not play favorites, right? No, certainly not.
How desperate is production to not lose another heavy Brett player that they're like, TJ, I swear to God, if they're putting Bananas in there, you better do everything you can to get them to change their mind.
Yeah, I mean, it was really out of character. You really don't normally see, other than like him yelling at people to like, shut up when they're fighting, you don't normally see TJ voicing his opinion on stuff. But yeah, he was like, what are you guys doing? How can you do this? He's one of the best players ever. How can you do this?
And then Kara to be like, TJ, I don't know if you know, but like, you know, he sucks and I've been really good and you haven't even noticed. Like, right. You stopped saying you killed it when I started doing well.
Yeah, I mean, she got a point. They did this exact thing last week and he certainly did not care then.
Yeah, and he's just like, fair. He's yeah. just not yeah. even like,
I mean, that's the ultimate touche from TJ. Can't ask for more than that. So Kara got to win.
Someone buy a cameo that's like, TJ, can you please say that Kara is arguably the best player to ever play the challenge?
For Kara. Maybe that'll get me unblocked when she rejoins Twitter.
Theo, though, getting into the cage that was up to his waist was truly one of the fun. Like, the TJ moment was funny, but when Theo was approaching that tiny cage, I was howling by myself.
Yeah, and it was very funny that I guess they obviously did this because this is what happened, but it was funny that Bananas was the one that said, Theo, how are you even going to fit in there? And then, you're going to fit in there too.
All right, so we get a little bit of Johnny saying like, oh, Roman numerals look really similar. I better not mess this up. And then he messes it up. Does the challenge have to dumb down the challenges to avoid all of these mistakes in the future? This is like the third error that's been made and caused a different result.
Yeah, it's really adding a twist that they have to be having the fact checkers throughout these eliminations. Usually it's just, you know, beat someone up and you can easily tell who moves on. And now you're like doing carrying the wand and making sure no one missed a hold, double checking the math. Yeah, it's adding a new layer. You never know what's official.
I'm not loving it. Once in a while, I like when on there's, you know, a discrepancy. It adds excitement, you know, the Laurel Ninja thing, whatever. I'm over it now. You know, you had the UK team breaking the locks. You had Laurel and Ninja. I was really, really over it when it was like, oh, you messed up the Roman numerals. And people are going to say like, oh, Bananas should have won this. I'm not entirely clear that Bananas was going to win. despite this mistake, I think they were pretty neck and neck and having to roll all the way down. Like, it would have been a fight to the finish. But look at the goddamn ball and put it in the right thing. It's not too hard to see if there's one tally or two.
Also, to your point, like, the other two, like, ripping a lock off and missing, like, that's a clear thing that went against the challenge. Like, this challenge could have just been put a ball in, like, in the hole. It didn't need to have the Roman numerals to add in the extra layer. This would have been the same exact challenge, and you wouldn't have to deal with this extra layer of checking to make sure they put the right ball in the right hole.
Yeah, but, like, I'm just not sympathetic towards Bananas' mistake.
Oh, definitely not. Oh, definitely not. I'm just saying, like, to your point, like, not needing to, like, check to make sure people are doing things right. You could have just had seven red balls, and this would have been the exact same challenge.
Yes, I would have been fine with that. It's not hard. It's not a puzzle. Like, it's not like Natalie in the cage. I know it's like, oh, they're getting banged around and they're rushing, but it's not the same as when Natalie was in the gumball machine. You know, like, this is like, you have a bag of the right amount of balls.
Yep. What would they have done if one of them dropped the ball? Like, how would they have gotten it?
I think you roll it back. You roll it back.
Would they roll back? Okay.
I don't know. Who knows?
I was thinking about that the whole way. I'm like, I mean, it's like a little far reach. The ball's slippery. You're sweaty. It might easily slip out of your hand. Miss the hole. Like, what happens?
Pay $100 and ask TJ on Cameo.
Eh, I'll do it.
TJ, I had one follow-up to my bachelor party Cameo.
What happens if you drop the Roman numeral ball in the elimination? You'd be like, what are you talking about?
All right. We said we would do this podcast in a tight 30. It's a tight 41. We don't have our social media drinking game updates this week because, as Megan Elizabeth said, it's the, what did she say? Like, it's the craziest Wednesday in reality TV history. Right. So, you know, everyone's got a vacation day today. Anything else to say about this? I don't have, normally I have like pages and pages of crap to get to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add for next week for a drinking game?
No, I took a vacation day too.
Okay. I thought it was. Go ahead. I think it's perfect for what you just said. I think anytime that you're bringing in the stat corrections department to a challenge, you take a
shot. God, I hope we don't have to do that again.
There you go. There's the free weekend.
I have one thing that Survivor watch party host Robbie brought up to apparently.
Man, that's a long name.
What?
That's a long name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired. So. He told me that somewhere on Reddit, it said that that Paulie and Cara were mad because they wanted to get engaged on this season also, but Jordan and Tori beat them to the punch. He tried to verify it, couldn't find it. And I said, well, I'll just say that you said it. So I don't know if that's true, but it sounds true.
I still can't believe that they actually get engaged on the show. Like, I need to see that happen to believe it.
As they mature, we mature too. I mean, it's like we're getting old. Like, these people are marrying each other. Like, we're going to see pregnancy announcements. It's becoming the freaking Bachelor.
But, like, on the, like, how does he have, like, during the show? Like, I don't buy it. I think it has to be, like, after they both get eliminated or after they both win. So, something has to, it can't, I need to see it play out.
What are you talking about? One of them could get eliminated. He could run down to the proving ground and propose and run away with her. They could win the final.
Let's see that.
Yeah, well, what do you...
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you watch Bachelor in Paradise this season?
I did. With Whitney showing up at Connor's door?
No, the finale, spoiler alert, where, well, I'll say one of the people proposes at the reunion, and there are two rings they're showing, and there's a great voiceover of Chris being like, Neil Lane, you've done it again. They're beautiful. Congratulations. It's like the funniest thing. So I could see TJ, like, they're proposing. And TJ being like, he went to Jared. Like,
do you think Neil Lane will sponsor their rings too? Does he venture to the MTV proposal world?
No, that's why I took like a step down of like, I don't know. Like,
just Jared.
Every kiss begins with the gulag. Like, I don't know. I'm just like.
It certainly does not begin there.
I was trying to think of something.
As we've learned.
Challenge related.
Oh, the proving ground. What an awful name.
Like, breakfast at TJ's. I know that's not a Tiffany's like slogan, but you know.
All right, let's get out of here before something else.
Can
all
I
right.
say something?
Like, should we just quit? Because I'm tired and nobody's giving us 5-star reviews and it just doesn't feel worth it.
Womp womp. Maybe we have a 5-star from every single one of our listeners already. So if you are a listener and you haven't given us a 5-star, are you even a listener?
Wow, that would be so sad if we already have a 5-star review. That's like we have like 100 listeners.
Honestly, that's 90 more than I thought. So we're in good shape.
Should we quit?
Yes.
Be careful, Brian. You're being passive aggressive.
would never be passive aggressive. Where can they follow you on Twitter to say you're definitely not passive aggressive?
You can't follow me on Twitter.
Okay, I'm at @CodeBrian_subscribe and leave 5-star reviews at robinaswebsite.com/challenge.
Maybe it'd be nicer if there were some reviews to read, you know?
Yeah. We'll give positive 5-star reviews to our listeners if they give positive 5-star reviews to us.
That's like Polly, you're making deals we can't keep.
Don't worry about that in the future. We'll be back next week for episode 6. Until then, have a good one.